Mr. Dunning?
Yes.
Well, when you talked about, asked the question about struggles, mm-hmm. I think we have daily struggles we have to deal with.
Yep.
But I'm a real positive person, and I've just been fortunate that I've been that way. And so I always want to think about all the good things first. Mm-hmm. And I don't try to ever dwell on any of the problems I have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if you just think about, you know, how fortunate you are and just keep building on that.
Mm-hmm.
And stay away from the negativity, it makes a difference. So I'm going to go back to the time when I didn't think that way. And Lynn remembers the time, and she just talked about some of my success. But I had some of the best horses in the whole country, a pile of them, and we were smoking everybody at all the big shows. And
mm-hmm.
life was going great, and I had a horse fall on me and hurt me bad
mm-hmm.
enough. They had to remove two discs from my back, and I was in a body cast for a month, and it took me a long time to recover.
Mm-hmm.
What was interesting about that was that my confidence left. And
mm-hmm.
here is this guy that everybody, you know, I don't get to talk about this a whole lot except when I have get a chance to talk about, you know, motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing at that time wanted to motivate me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I didn't, you could have came and just said, Al, I'm inviting you to come out and lay in the street. I'm going to run over you with my truck. And I would have said, oh, I'm in. You know, that's how bad it was. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So for me to get back going again and get as competitive as I was, I knew I had to regain my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had to regain my timing, my balance, and my positive attitude. I looked at that and I went to a sports psychologist, and she gave me some great ideas. First of all, she told me I needed to relive my best moments of my career. So watching videos, doing things like that, talking to friends, being around the right group of positive people,
mm-hmm.
Not being around negativity, and get it back. She also kind of said, well, kept telling me, what do you got to lose? I mean, you know, you're really only doing this for yourself. I mean, you want to make a living and all, but you're worried about it, what everybody else is going to say. And as
mm-hmm.
long as you're that way, you're not going to get any better. You got to just start thinking about what you think and how you feel and not being selfish about it, but being to the point where you're within yourself and you say, okay, I'm going to practice. I'm going to not ask for my horse to do any more than what I practice to. I'm going to concentrate. I'm going to focus, and I'm going to go do that. And I don't care what anybody thinks of me or what anybody says or whatever like that. I'm just going to concentrate on that. Take the pressure off yourself
mm-hmm.
and just start thinking. Because as you guys both know, we've all been really successful in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only going to keep so many people to be your true friends.
Yep.
And everybody, as soon as you get beat, they're going to take a shot at you if you're at the top. Once you get to the top, there's only one way to go, and that's down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The climb, that journey to the top, is what it really was the most fun of my career.
Yep.
So, anyway, I kept I bought a book. I ran into a book one day called Telling Yourself the Truth. It was about positive self-talk rather than negative self-talk,
mm-hmm.
and that helped me a lot.
Yep.
You know, that was a tough time in my life, and it took me several years to get over it, for my back to get better, and for me to get back confident again. But I'll tell you what, if you do this for the right reason, which isn't what other people say, but it's about you love the horse, you love what you're doing,
yep.
and that's what it's about. You're going to go out there and show no matter what. And, you know, here I am, I'm 61 years old at this time. I don't win. It's not like falling off a log, you know, to winning. I have to work at it a little harder than I did, but I'm still able to compete.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I do it with a different attitude. I do it because I love it and because I don't want to quit. And you know what? If I decline in my winning, or my competitiveness, it's not going to be because of desire. It's going to be because of natural progression in life.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's okay. I'm finding other things that are more exciting and more fun to fulfill me, too. But I still have that burning desire to compete and win. And I've got that in me, and I love the horses, and that is such a it's not just competition. It's my life. It's about every day out there that makes me, you know, turns my crank, as they say. So I don't know. That was my deal, but I had to really work at getting that, regaining that confidence again. But you know, and I think part of it's even harder for people like me that are competitive.
Mm-hmm. You know what I am hearing in what each of you has shared with all of us is that you each had these personal challenges, and really it's because of the challenges that you got more in touch with yourself and you got more in touch with your own road. And ultimately, like an oyster, you know, you use those challenges for, you know, the pearls of your career and your road, and that's what I'm taking from what I'm hearing.
And so much that true, because when I first hurt my back the very first time is when I wrote the book called Reigning with Western Horseman. It sold 400,000 copies. If I wouldn't have got hurt, I wouldn't have done that book. I wouldn't have started doing clinics. I wouldn't have started doing videos. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, where would my career would have went. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's been a positive thing that I went through those struggles, not a negative thing.
Absolutely. Yep, without a doubt. And, you know, we're also blessed to have horses in our lives.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
The horse is magical. They make people recover faster from injuries, as Al's saying he did, or just make people smile and feel good. And once you, like Al said, if you've got the passion for the animal, there's just so much reward, so much positive in everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are awesome. And I think that while we could talk all evening, all day, all night, we better shift now. And I think it's time for me to read to you guys some of the questions that we've received.